Mock not the words of mercy and grace, for those words come at a high price, at the cost of my son Yahshua's life, and blood that I, Yahweh, had him sacrifice on Calvary, so you would have an intercessor before I, Yahweh, the God of all creation. Daniel spoke of a beast who would wear out Yahweh's saints and would change the times and laws of Yahweh. Daniel 7:25. Paul did not cancel the Sabbath. How could he? Is he the one that created the Sabbath? No, I am created the Shabbat for your rest, resting in me so I may restore you. Paul's words were mistranslated, for never would he teach you to disobey the Torah. His words have been twisted to conform the man's image, not I, Yahweh. Paul was speaking to the Jewish people and saying, let no one judge you for keeping certain days holy or observing the holy days. Never did he say he did not keep the Sabbath and encourage others to do the same. Paul kept my Jewish laws. Paul taught there is grace and mercy through Yahshua, but he also taught obedience to Yahweh. Do you not yet see the book of Daniel being decoded before your eyes? What was once a mystery and closed to you is now open. If you will but seek me for wisdom, and now new revelations are coming forth from my anointed ones, such as a vessel I am prophesying forth from. Listen and join together and warn together, for you need one another in a new way in the coming year of 2003. This is why I have given this dream to my handmaiden, to warn you to start assembling together. The enemies do not attack alone. A wolf travels in packs, and so must Yahweh's sheep and lambs. Christians, you must stop shunning the Jews, holy days, feasts, and what you call the Old Testament. I am both the old and the new book. Stop trying to divide what never was meant to be divided, for a house divided cannot stand. Christians, reach out to the Jewish people and embrace Israel in love, for they are blinded now for a season. But Israel shall be saved as my son Yahshua opened the eyes of the blind in Israel once again. I, Yahweh, decree the blind eyes and deaf ears in Israel shall once again behold my son Yahshua HaMashiach. Read and show thyself approved. All those that are recognizing the words of your heavenly Father, Yahweh, study the below words in the Torah I have instructed my daughter to put you in remembrance of. Deuteronomy 30:17. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish. Ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whither thou passest over Jordan to go and possess it. Deuteronomy 30:19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. The numbers in green are Strong's Concordance in Greek and Hebrew. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall, future tense, teach men so, he shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:17-18. Please read the below if you call yourself a Christian and say you believe in Jesus Christ. You will be surprised at your answers. There is a difference in believing and following and obeying. Do Christians believe Yahshua, in Greek called Jesus, when he says, if thou wilt enter, keep the commandments? Matthew 19:17. Do Christians keep the commandments? There can be no doubt that Yahshua in Greek, called Jesus, was referring to the law of Moses, since there were no other commandments. Yahshua, Jesus, did not say that one can enter into the kingdom of heaven only by believing in him. The Bible says even Satan believes he is the son of God, Yahweh, and it takes loving and putting Yahweh and Yahshua first in your life, love, marriage, and ministry, if you have one.